आज से पहले आज से जाना, आज से पहले आज से जाना, खुशी आज तक नहीं मिली इतनी सुहानी, ऐसी मीठी इतनी सुहानी, ऐसी मीठी दादी आज तक नहीं मिली आज से पहले। संजो कहे या किस्मत का लेखा, हम जो अचानक मिले हैं, इसको संजो कहे या किस्मत का लेखा, हम जो अचानक मिले हैं, मन चाहे साथी पाके हम सबके चेहरे, देखो ये कैसे खिले हैं, हो तकदीरों को जोड़ दे सी, इन तकदीरों को जोड़ दे सी, कड़ी आज तक नहीं मिली आज से पहले। सपना हो जाए वो पूरा जो हमने देखा, ये मेरे दिल की दुआ है, है सपना हो जाए वो पूरा जो हमने देखा, ये मेरी दिल की दुआ है, ये पल जो बीत रहे हैं प्रभु की यादों में, दिल मेरा गाने लगा है, हो इसी खुशी को ढूंढ रहे थे हम, इसी खुशी को ढूंढ रहे थे, यही आज तक नहीं मिली आज से पहले, आज से ज्यादा आज से पहले, आज से ज्यादा खुशी आज तक नहीं मिली आज से पहले। ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग।
ओम शांति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल ऑफ अस प्रेजेंट हियर आई वुड लाइक टू कंग्रेचुलेट दादी ऑन हर 100th बर्थडे, सो लेट अस गिव अ बिग हैंड। Dadi, we wish that you will be with us for another 100 years so that we can keep on receiving your sustenance and you know, showering of blessings. Of course, Dadi has been showering on all of us many, many virtues we cannot count. What would like to present Dadi now is just a symbol of some of the virtues that all of us have taken in our Brahmin life in the form of a bouquet. So please accept it with love from us.
मीठे 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 बाबा के बच्चे ये जन्म आप लोगों ने विदेश में लिया, बाकी मैं ये किसने खेल रचाया, ये जो गीत है ना किसने ये तो खेल रचाया, अपने आप सभी कुछ करके अपने आप छिपाया, अपने आप को छिपाया, बाडी इसका वादा तुमने जन्म लेते ही समझा मीनू मैं क्या बताऊं किसका, पर मैं पूछती हूँ सब कुछ राजी है, जो कुछ राजी है कुछ राजी है, कभी नाराज नहीं होते हैं, सभी नाराज नहीं होते, कुछ राजी है, ऐसी सभा कभी नहीं गए, ये किसका निर्णय चल रहे हो, अभी मैं चलते चलते और गीत बजाऊं क्या, अंदर बोल रहा अभी कोई कोई इतने अच्छे बच्चे बाबा के जो खुद को भी जानते बाबा को जानते मेरे को जानते ऐसे है ना, खुद को भी जानते बाबा को जानते मेरे को जानते, ये हिंदी समझती है, अच्छा है बाबा ने सिंधी बोलना बंद करा दिया, क्योंकि बाबा ने कहा सिंधी में बोलेंगे तो फालतू बात करेंगे, इसलिए बाबा ने पहले ही सिंधी बोलना बंद करा दिया, खुद ही बाबा ने कहा बाबा ने क्या कहा ये न पराई बात न पुरानी बात, न पराई बात न पुरानी बात, जो किया उसका खाना बंद, बाबा ने कहा जो ऐसा उनको खाने बंद, क्यों मैं कोई आता है अभी मैं हाथ जोड़ के कभी भी व्यर्थ बोलने का सुनने का बोलने का मैं बाबा कर रहा नीचे जो समाज सेवा का प्रोग्राम था तो मुझे बोला तुमको बोलना है 10 मिनट, परंतु क्या बोलूं। सेवा में बाबा अपनी शक्ति और प्यार देता है, शक्ति एक है बल, दूसरी शक्ति एनर्जी। तो मैं पूछता हूँ एनर्जी कहाँ से आती है, कहाँ से आती है? जो मेरा बाप सच्चा का सतगुरु है, परंतु दीदी ने कहा बाबा को तुम सखा करो, सखा समझो, मेरा सखा है, गुप्त बताऊं साजन भी है। मेरा साजन भी है, ये बातें आपसे करूं मैं बोल रहा हूं। सखा भी है, साजन भी है, तो बाबा ने कहा बाबा बच्चे सदाई बाबा मेरा माता पिता भक्ति में मैं गा तुम माता पिता बालक तेरे, तुम मेरी कृपा से सुख कहने रहे, कोई न जाने तुम्हारा अंत, ऊंचे ते ऊंचा भगवंत। समझो नहीं, कोई न जाने तुम्हारा अंत, मैं जानू तुम्हारा अंत। पूछो ऐसा भगवंत है, भगवान है। मुख्य बात है मैं हूं, कौन हूं, किसकी हूं, क्या कर रहे हो, कुछ नहीं आता है, पर अंदर ही अंदर छिपके छिपके भगवान पर मैं यहां ही क्यों देख रहे हो, यहां क्यों नहीं देख रहे हो? मैं क्या कर रहा हूं, खाओ सुनो बोली, खाओ टोली बनो होली। जब तक मैं किसको टोली न खिलाऊं तो क्या करूं? मैं बाबा की कहानियां बहुत अच्छी है, भूल से टोली में खिलाओ, क्योंकि मेरा बाबा हमेशा कोई आत्मा है बाबा को मुझे सर कुछ बता नहीं रहा, कुछ बता नहीं रहा, परंतु मेरा बाबा जितना आप खुद बड़ा अक्षर बोलूं वो चालाक आज जो ना समझे बड़ा अवसर है मुझे खुशी हुई है ये सब पवित्रता में सत्यता में पवित्रता सत्यता धीरेतरा अरे क्या देखे धीरज न होता तो वरी हरी करी वरी हरी करी तो करी कभी जो बीती सो ड्रामा जब ये हम विदेश में गई ऐसे कहेगा किसने सब खेल रचाया अपने आप सभी कुछ करके अपना आप छिपाया
बॉडी कहती है हमारे लिए आप गए विदेश इन्होंने आपको खींच लिया
नहीं
इन्होंने आपको खींच लिया
नहीं मैंने अभी मुरली दादा देखता हूँ
आज नहीं
आज दिखा उनको दिखाना चाहिए
हाँ तभी रिकॉर्डिंग हो रही है
उनको दिखा ने बाबा ने कहा था ऐसे बच्चे कभी भी कुछ उसको प्रॉब्लम हो गया तुम बच्चे का ख्याल रख रहा हूँ हमारी रजनी मैन वंडरफुल बाबा ने कैसे चुन चुन के माला बनाई है गोद बिठा के गले लगाया गोद पहले गोद बिठाया पर गले लगाया वैजयंती माला में आने के लिए ये सब वैजयंती माला में आने लिया दादी गुरुदार को मैं हमेशा कहती हूँ आठ में कौन आने वाले तो मुस्कुरा के तू तो आएंगी ना मैंने कहा मैं आपको तो बाबा ने चुन के रथ बना दिया बाबा का रथ बना दिया तो हमेशा दादी गुरुदार बाबा का रथ देखते बाबा मैं कौन हूँ हम जब माइक देंगे तो माइक उठाना पड़ेगा जब भी पहले पहले तुलसी वाले घर में हमको अपने गले वाला बनाने के लिए ये सब गले वाला है ना ये कौन बैठे सामने वो समय के बाद दोनों इकट्ठे अभी क्या करने हैं बताओ बहन ना
अभी टोली
हाँ
अभी टोली देंगे अभी टोली देंगे दादी
मैं देंगी
जान
बस पूरा हो गया नहीं पूरा हो गया नहीं और कुछ कहना हो सुनो एक 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 शिक्षा देंगे दूसरी सावधानी देंगे वो बहन अब भी न बोलो तो कभी बोलेंगे शिक्षा सावधानी सावधानी ये भूल से भी ये बड़ी भूल है
दादी
सुनो 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 कभी
मिट्टी
मिट्टी बहन मेरी बात सुनो कभी आवाज से बात नहीं करना बाबा ने स्लोगन में था मुली के कोई तैसे क्रोध करे पर तुम क्या करेंगे प्यार करना नहीं देना कोई भी आवाज से बात करे क्रोध करे थोड़ा आवाज आप सभी इतने मीठे इतने प्यारे शिव बोला भंडारी भंडारे में जाओ जहाँ के जब बाबा पहले पहले आयो अगर तो आओ तो बाबा ने कहा भंडारा कैसे चल रही हो बाबा का भंडारा देखो इसको नींद आ रही है देखो बे खाओ भाई बहने पर मैं फिर भी बोलती हूँ मुझे ये जो हमारा सीढ़ी है ना ऊपर उसमें बाबा ने कहा इसको लंदन में भेजो भेजो क्यों ये भंडारे में ची होंगे वो इतनी अच्छी बहन उसको भंडारे के लिए वहां के भंडारे और ये वेदांति बहन जब मैं विदेश के लिए ये एयरपोर्ट पर आई थी तो कहा तू जा रही विदेश में मैं यहाँ क्या करेंगे मैं भारत में क्या करेंगे मैंने कहा क्या करेंगे तो चार साल मैं भारत से वापस नहीं आई थी तो दीदी को मैंने बोला दीदी मैं से पांच सात से पाई है। मैंने कहा गीता में भी है, अर्जुन को जो भी साक्षात्कार हुआ तो बड़ी खुश हुआ। विराट स्वरूप का साक्षात्कार हुआ। वैरायटी अर्जुन देख करके अति खुश हुआ। और अभी जो मैं लंदन गई ने फिर वापस आई तो मुझे अंदर किससे काम है तो दादी कुमार का कुमार का से चित्र भी प्रकाश बनी नहीं गया। वहां आई का ये जन्म तुम फॉरन में लिया, ये जन्म फॉरन में लिया, बाकी सब जन्म सभी जमा तुमने कहां लिया था। बाबा के साथ ही थे और मुझे पक्का भान आता है मैं क्या विदेश को जानू। जब कारण जाना हो आज बाबा के कमरे में बैठे, आज बाबा के कमरे में आज तो देखा वंडरफुल सीन। कैसे सभी बाबा के बच्चे मैंने कितने कष्ट के लो बाबा की याद बहुत आ जाए।
भगवान पलक में भर के दिखा रहे हम, फलक से हम यही गा रहे। कराने वाला करा रहा है, करनहार हम किए जा रहे। प्यारे भगवान पलक में भर के दिखा रहे हम, फलक से हम यही गा रहे। कराने वाला करा रहा है, करनहार हम किए जा रहे। झलक तुम्हारी ओ प्यारे भगवान। प्यारे भगवन है प्रसन्न प्रभु की पालना से तुम ही बने हो हमारे पालक जो है सारे जग का मालिक हम उसके प्यारे बने हैं बालक हुक्म ही हुक्म चला रहा है हम सच्चे दिल से किए जा रहे चांदनी सा तेरा प्यार बेशुमार बाबा मधुर रागिनी सा तेरा प्यार बाबा Thank you. Oh.
sitting on three gaddis, three sisters, and we had shawls around us, and we were supposed to fly that day. We were in the top of a tree, and in the nest, Gosala, and we were looking down, and we were supposed to fly that day. We were choti chirias, little birds, and we were a little bit frightened about flying. So somebody noticed Maya, the cat, came under the tree, and we all were shaking, and our wings were shaking. And the essence of the drama was that first one flew, because we remembered that Baba was giving us some special toli that day. And the special toli was sugar-coated worms. And the one that was wanting the toli was so enamored that they fell out of the nest, you know, and then they had to fly. And the second one saw the sun rising in the sky and remembered God's light and said, look, look, the sun's rising, and flew, fell out of the nest. And that left me all alone trying to learn to fly. And of course, someone came by and said, remember Baba, just remember Baba, don't do anything else, just remember Baba. And with that, I flew out of the nest. And so my hair at that time was this long, all the way around. So I looked like a little bird with pin feathers. And our little wings were flying, and three of us flew all around the stage, and everybody was clapping and applauding and cheering. And the next day, all I heard was, Chirdia! 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 Orti! Chirdia! Chirdia! And anyone I would meet would flap their arms. Some flapped their arms. Even Daddy, you flapped your arms. And I had therefore acquired this amazing name of Chirdia. And the rest is really history. The next meeting with Baba, and Baba looked at me with great love after a long pause and said, Sona, ki Chirdia. And everyone laughed. And it was, you know, like I'm meeting God, and God said something to me, and everyone's laughing. And so I think that set the seed of my entertaining samskars. And so that name has stayed. So I was very fortunate. So, there's some music.
Dance karengi. Dance karengi.
Daddy has saved my life many times. That's the essence of my story. And love for Daddy.
आवाज हर दिल से निकली
एक ही आवाज हर दिल से निकली
वन गॉड वन वर्ल्ड फैमिली वन गॉड वन वर्ल्ड फैमिली
विश्व एक परिवार है
विश्व एक परिवार है
एक पिता के हम सब बच्चे ये अपना संसार है
वन गॉड वन वर्ल्ड फैमिली वन गॉड वन वर्ल्ड फैमिली
The Caribbean Hindu Society in London had made contact and they kept inviting us not just for lectures at their society but also to Guyana, especially a pundit who would come across each year. And I kept thinking it had to be someone senior who had to go. And so it kept getting postponed. And then one day, Tennyson Road, the little room where, which was classroom, bedroom, sitting room, dining room, every room. We were in that room in front of the little gas fire, just having tea at 5 o'clock in the morning. And Daddy said, I've had a dream. I tell me. And she said that I saw this beautiful house with this amazing staircase, and you're walking up this staircase, and there's a family that's just ready for Baba. And they'll become instruments for amazing service. And I was very happy because London service was a bit slow and a bit hard. So anywhere I'd go, I'd look for this amazing house and this amazing staircase. And I wasn't seeing anything. And then I land up in Guyana and it's 4 o'clock in the morning and enter the house and there's this beautiful wooden staircase. And at the top, there's a family. And Auntie Betty had come to the airport to receive me at 3 a.m. But now it was Uncle Steve and some of the children who were there. And I got these goosebumps. This is the family and this is the house that Daddy had seen in her dream. And sure enough, it was.
Daddy's had a very particular relationship with Uncle Steve for all these years, and even in towards the end of his life, 2 years ago, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. And Daddy herself wasn't so well, but she came from London. She was on her way to Peace Village, and she decided she had to go and see Uncle Steve. Wasn't the first time she'd made a transatlantic flight to see Uncle Steve. And despite, as I say, her own health, she went to see Uncle Steve. And then she wasn't able to get back on the plane. And she took a car ride all the way from Toronto to Peace Village. But that meeting with Uncle Steve was so powerful for him and so special. And we're going to share now just a few minutes of what his experience with Daddy was at that time.
when you eventually went and sit on the chair, I see you wanting to doze. I only hope that I will be able to get another visit as early as possible. And I keep remembering this visit every day, every night. And Baba, blessing, you gave me all of Baba's blessing. And it was as if Baba was guiding you every minute, and one cannot forget the strength and the courage with which you have been moving around. Thank you, Dali. Thank you, thank you. Thank you enough for your visit. Okay, Om Shanti.
In all my years with Baba, I've written three poems, and it's all been inspired by Daddy. And I was flying here on the aeroplane. I thought, what will I do? And I just had this inspiration to write a poem. And as you will notice by the poem, I'm not a poet. But anyway, a few feelings. So probably impossible to translate Jenti Benford. Dearest Daddy, we have come to celebrate your 100th year. In the entire world, you are without peer. When God came to earth, he found you there, one of the eight, such a precious jewel, so rare. You are Baba's favorite and our favorite too, so we have come running from many countries to be with you. Oh Daddy, oh Daddy, oh Daddy, oh Daddy. You are Baba's wonder for us all to see. I met you in London 40 years ago, in the back blocks of Kilburn at Tennyson Road. Who could have thought, of all the grand houses in London, God would choose this little house to dispose his wisdom? You can see I was struggling a bit here and there. There was Daddy and Jenti, and Sudesh Didi was there. What a Trimurti. There was always love and care. It was in my fortune to hear the sound, to come running across the world and to be found by Baba and Daddy and this great family, to join the greatest task in all of history. Baba knew to serve the world, to serve the West, he needed someone special, one of the best. He chose King Janak to head the Shakti army. She traveled the world to each and every country. Wherever she touched her toes, Baba's children emerged, some a little slowly and some with a spurt. To each one here, you have been our friend and guide to make sure we kept going and we didn't slide. You loved us, you cared for us, you went out of your way to make us stable and strong, come what may. You held our hands when times got tough, you steered us through when the path became a little rough. No matter what happened, you kept faith in each one, you never gave up, even if we tried to run. You open your mouth and the Ganges start flowing, such wisdom and truth and deep, deep knowing. You waved your famous finger, you know the famous finger? You waved your famous finger in front of our noses to caution us of Maya and smell the roses. You taught me to smile when the chips were down, no matter what is happening, never wear a frown. You taught me to remain light and say sweet drama when everything was going wrong and there was lots of karma. You taught me to have good wishes for each and every soul, no matter who they are or what is their role. To see the deep beauty in each one's part, observe with love and a very big heart. But mostly you taught me to love Baba like no other, as my lover and friend, my father and mother. Well, Daddy, my little poem has come to an end, which you may be thankful for, like Mukti again. Thank you, Daddy.
पूछो ना है कैसी मेरी माँ, एक सच्चे दोस्त जैसी माँ। पूछो ना है कैसी मेरी माँ, एक सच्चे दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान जैसी माँ, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ।
One of the most beautiful moments that I remember I had meeting Bab Dada was the German group was meeting. And I was sitting in the very back, whereas all the other teachers were pushing to the front. And I looked at Baba, and Baba looked at me from a distance, saying, "Please, Baba, don't ask me to come to the front. Let me just be there." And Baba was then later on saying, sort of way after he was talking to the whole group, it was an incognito message, but I picked it up that it was meant for me, and it went through me like a flash. And he said, no matter where you sit, you will never remain hidden. And what I gathered from this is that is something that connects with my amazing experience with Dadi Janki. She was always pointing out there are those with a subtle intellect who receive messages without being told, but they just capture it and pick it up off something, some signal, something that is said, not even directly to them, but they just pick it up and they know it's meant for them. And on that very day when we met Baba, it was my turn to come to the front, and as I was starting to sit there, I was still trying to put my sari right, and I was looking down, and all of a sudden I feel this big finger coming at me, pushing my head all the way to the back. And so Baba was really blessing me and putting this tilak on the center of my forehead, saying, "You are a victorious jewel." And I think at that moment I was so speechless because I wasn't expecting this. I was just expecting the nice hello again and, you know, a nice blessing as it's normally done. But that Baba was actually touching my forehead and giving me the tilak of victory. And that other message that I picked up before of being subtle and incognito and not speaking it directly like it's obvious, I felt this was a whole message for my whole Brahman life. Picking things up subtly without being told right to the front. And that links to my experience with Dadi Janki. She would always say, when I was sitting in front of her in the beginning, she would kick me and kick me with her feet. And she could only do this because she knew that I love her and I was so close to her and we had this very, very deep, close connection. So by picking up things with a subtle intellect without being told is something you have to understand. Even I remember there was a very difficult situation in the service field, and Dadi said, "Look, I have to give love to that particular soul because they are officially in charge, but you always must know that Dadi has your back, and even so it's not visible to everyone, you are being backed up by Dadi." And so that was always a beautiful kind of guideline for my whole Brahman life.
35 years has gone so quickly. The highlight has the very first time walking in this room. very young in Gyan and seeing Bab Dada for the first time, very innocent, rather naive, and absolutely filthy, because I'd just come straight from the train, and I was pushed straight into the front of Bab Dada, and not really realizing who I was in front of at that time. And I was recollecting that today, this morning, the amazing experience of feeling that love enveloping me. And that has been always there, all my Brahmin life, feeling this love, even when I haven't fully understood. And as I have begun to understand and to go into the depths of what Baba's trying to get out of me, I feel that love has supported me and has been there all through my 35 years.
Well, I could say that the first highlight of my Brahmin life was coming to the center for the first time, attending the World Peace Meditation. And I had no experience of meditation at all, but I just loved the idea of meditating for world peace. And through that 1 hour, I felt I didn't gain anything, but when I left the building, all of a sudden, I'm feeling this bubbling of happiness within myself. And I said, what is in that place? The next thing I knew was coming back for the class, and ever since then, I never stopped coming to the class for the next 35 years. And the next highlight of that would be I find myself living in the center after 4 months. And then the next thing I knew was that I was ready to go to Madhuban to see Bab Dada. And I had an Amrit Vela experience just before going to Madhuban of me covered with cobwebs. And Baba was at a distance, and I was trying to get away from the cobwebs. And Baba was so detached that I said, if you're not coming to me, I'm going to come to you. And I started making steps. And every time I made a step, the cobwebs started burning away. Until my clothes burned away, the body burned away, and what was left was a point of light. And that's when I felt the freedom of flying towards where Baba was. And that made me prepared to meet Baba.
तेरी बाही मेरी पनाही, माँ तेरी बाही मेरी पनाही, अखियाँ तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राही, अखियाँ तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राही, माँ तेरी बाही मेरी पनाही, अखियाँ तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राही, अखियाँ तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राही। प्यार तेरा ऐसा मिला जीवन में फूल खिला, टूटे हुए दिल को दादी मेरे सुकून मिला, प्यार तेरा ऐसा मिला जीवन में फूल खिला टूटे हुए दिल को दादी मेरे सुकून मिला तुमको ही देखे मेरी निगाहें तुमको ही देखे मेरी निगाहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें माँ तेरी बाहें मेरी पनाहें माँ तेरी बाहें मेरी पनाहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें सांसें भी हर पल मेरी गाती है गीत तेरे गूंजते हैं कानों में दादी माँ बोल तेरे सांसें भी हर पल मेरी गाती है गीत तेरे गूंजते हैं कानों में दादी माँ बोल तेरे कदमों कदम चले तुमका यही बच्चे चाहे कदमों कदम चले तुमका यही बच्चे चाहे अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें माँ तेरी बाहें मेरी पनाहें माँ तेरी बाहें मेरी पनाहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें अखियां तुम्हारी दादी है मेरी राहें माँ तेरी बाहें
My name is Deepak and Lavina which I'm the son of Savitri and Dada Ram. We've been in Gyan for a long time. I have been in Gyan since I was almost 8 years of age. And my Lokik Lavina has been since around 18.
When I first met Baba, it was unbelievable. And it was just an experience of love that I've never ever had that kind of love. And it was overwhelming, and I was in history hall crying and crying. And Devi Manmohini gave me a hug, and I felt it was like Baba's hug for me. It was amazing.
And I've been blessed by Dadi Janki. She's been my pillar for me. We've been speaking to each other every Thursday for almost 9 years. Thank you. Om Shanti.
I think probably the highlight for me was my first meeting with Baba, which was in December 1975. And it was just 50 meters from here in the History Hall. And my memory tells me there was about 50 of us meeting Baba that night. And afterwards, there was three double foreigners there. And we were asked to come and sit in front of Baba. And Baba gave us all long drishti, but when he was giving me drishti, I had an incredible experience that Baba's drishti just penetrated so deep into the soul. And I almost felt he was scanning my memory track. And his vision fell on the original me, the, how shall I say, the unblemished or the pure me, the original self.
And it was almost like Baba's drishti sort of massaged that to the surface and introduced me to who I really was. And my own real experience was that something shifted inside of me. It was like my self-respect changed. And I really feel it was like a gift from Baba. And for the rest of my Brahman life, something shifted. And probably that was the most memorable experience of my meeting with Baba.
And how did you come to be looking after Australia, and what happened at the moment?
Probably because I was around one of the first ones there. But I started in London. I started my journey in London. I was there for about 15 months, and my family lived in Melbourne. And so I moved back to Melbourne to see my family, and at that time there was no other centre there. So we rented a little place and began service there, and it's nearly 39 years that I've been there now. So time has moved on, so much has been learned, but I still love every moment of this life. It's wonderful.
Hi, so I'm Wendy from Hong Kong. My first experience was coming to Madhuban about 15 years ago, and when I met Baba, I was invited on the stage, and Baba gave me like what to me was like a 10-minute drishti, but it's probably 2 seconds, 3 seconds, but I felt my whole body melting away, feeling so much love and just joy. And I remember meeting Daddy Janki, and I think it was, I don't know whether that's the first time, but in London. And I brought my son, who was going for a school interview. I introduced him to Daddy Janki, and he said to me, he was 13, "Mom, who is this Indian lady with a little mustache?" She stared at me and she gave me so much love. So, till today, my son, who's 30 now, still, every time I talk about Daddy Janki, he has a smile for her. And my experience with the Brahma Kumaris has really brought me so much joy and happiness. Bye.
मिठी माँ हमारी वो दादी हमारी मिठी माँ हमारी खुशियों की भंडारी है सबसे प्यारी वो दादी हमारी मिठी माँ हमारी वो दादी हमारी मिठी माँ हमारी
जान की है मुरली समझा इसलिए जिंदा है समझ रहे हो ना अंदर से मुरली से जान आ गई है एकदम
वो हंस के सुनाए वो हंस के सुनाए वो हंस के सुनाए वो हंस के खुशबू मिला
तेरा भक्त देख ले मन की क्यारी, वो दादी हमारी मीठी माँ हमारी, जिन्हें पूज दुनिया जिन्हें मान दुनिया, वो दादी हमारी मीठी माँ हमारी, वो दादी हमारी मीठी माँ हमारी।
Pleasure to talk to you. Yes, it's been 38 years since I've been a Brahma Kumari, and there's been several highlights along the way. Of course, the first encounter, which was with Sister Sudesh in Edinburgh, Scotland, and a feeling that there was something here for me that was going to be very special for my life. But of course, I couldn't have imagined how beautifully that would take shape. And then the next highlight, really, was the first visit to Mount Abu just about 3 months later. And there I really experienced the meeting with God, and I really felt that yes, this life is for me, and this life is going to give me everything that I need. And up till now, I really feel that is so. And then when I moved to London, which is the headquarters for our work outside of India, I was then interacting a lot with Daddy Janki, the spiritual head. And Daddy's been a tremendous influence on my life. The care that she's shown me, the support she's given me in my spiritual progress, but also her wisdom and, of course, the opportunities that she's given me. But just remembering one thing of wisdom from her, and, of course, there are hundreds and thousands of examples, but there's somebody who's very sick, actually, in Scotland, who basically can't do much with his body. He's in a wheelchair the whole time. And he asked me, can God interfere with my karma? You know, in other words, this is something I've sowed, I've reaped. Can God help me? And I actually asked this question to Daddy. And Daddy's answer was full of wisdom. She said, well, you know, whatever you have, you know, whatever you reap, you have to sow. That's a fact. But if you are in a deep connection with God and have deep love for God, then whatever it is God needs to do through you, God will make sure that you don't miss that opportunity. And this person, even though he's incapacitated, has written books, has had a play performed at the Edinburgh Festival. The spirit is so strong and powerful, and I see the same in Daddy. So that was a lesson to me, that what's the most important is the spirit, the truth, our connection with God, and the deep love that we have for serving humanity. Thank you.
I came with my entire family, my parents, and Baba came to us. It wasn't as if we were searching, but our fortune was that Sister Janki came to us in Guyana, and on the invitation of a priest who was visiting London and heard her speak in London. So we had the good fortune, my parents had the good fortune of receiving her, and it was just, one would say the rest is history, but it was the start of something really wonderful in the country and which also grew outside of the country. This organization for us, it's not only an organization, but it represents relationships most of all. We have entered into God's family, in God's world. And so I had the wonderful privilege of being beside my parents, who became very active in service. And so I was able to experience on the sidelines the way walking with the family, holding the hand of God, how wonders are done. And so I would say that it doesn't happen, you know, very quickly as one expects, but it's a gradual process. For me, Raja Yoga meditation is a way of life, a way of being in a very positive kind of environment. Our seniors, our daddies, they go beyond the limits to sustain and nurture us in every way that's possible. They not only look at us, the members of the organization, but your entire family, your friends, and I would say,
I think what I've really appreciated about being with the Brahma Kumaris and studying Raja Yoga meditation is the emotional support that it gives you. I certainly remember a time when I was I'd moved back to London, and I was having a particularly difficult time, and Daddy Janki was amazingly supportive. We have a practice of early morning meditation, and I would go to the house where she was and we'd have the meditation, and then after the meditation she would give us really personal, what we call drishti, which is soul energy, and that would be for about 10 minutes, and it was amazingly powerful, and it really gave me the strength and the courage I needed to face what I was facing at the time, which was difficult. And I felt she never judged me, that she always had faith in me, and that's been really important in my spiritual development. And the same with this particular meditation, and the fact that you have a feeling of a connection with God. And I think the love that you experience in that connection is the most transformative aspect of studying Raja Yoga. And really, the love that I felt from Baba, and the way that that love helps you to overcome many obstacles, has been the most amazing thing that I've experienced with the BK. Thank you.
प्रभु आपकी बलिहारी
कर दी जिंदगी हमारी खुशियों से भर दी जिंदगी हमारी आपकी बलिहारी प्रभु आपकी बलिहारी आश पूरी कर दी आपने हमारी आश पूरी कर दी आपने हमारी आपकी आभारी हम आपकी आभारी खुशियों से भर दी जिंदगी हमारी पहचान मिली आत्मा का ज्ञान मिला अपनी पहचान मिली आत्मा का ज्ञान मिला पिंजरे के पंछी को खुला आसमान मिला पिंजरे के पंछी को खुला आसमान मिला खुला नजर अब हमारी बेहद गगन में नजर अब हमारी आपके आभारी हम आपके आभारी खुशियों से भर दी जिंदगी हमारी
में गा रहा है वाह 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 गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह, गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह। मन खुशी में गा रहा है वाह बाबा, गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह, गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह। वाह बाबा वाह बाबा वाह बाबा। मन में मौजों की लहरें, आनंद सागर में हम उतर गए गहरे। नैनों में है दिव्य नजारे, मन में मौजों की लहरें, आनंद सागर में हम उतर गए गहरे। अपार खुशी मिली है हमको, रही ना उसकी थाह, रही ना उसकी थाह, रही ना उसकी थाह, रही ना उसकी थाह। वाह बाबा वाह बाबा वाह बाबा। प्रभु प्रेम का आशियाना जब से हमें मिला है, उम्मीदों के फूल खिले हैं, गुलशन खिला खिला है। प्रभु प्रेम का आशियाना जब से हमें मिला है, उम्मीदों के फूल खिले हैं, गुलशन खिला खिला है। जीवन जगमग हो गया, रोशन हो गई राह, रोशन हो गई राह, रोशन हो गई राह, रोशन हो गई राह। वाह बाबा वाह बाबा वाह बाबा। दिव्यता की मूरत बन गए, निखरा है रूप हमारा, निर्मल मन हो गया है पाकर प्यार तुम्हारा। दिव्यता की मूरत बन गए, निखरा है रूप हमारा, निर्मल मन हो गया है पाकर प्यार तुम्हारा। पावनता की खुशबू है
चली सुख मिला अथाह सुख मिला अथाह सुख मिला अथाह सुख मिला अथाह वाह बाबा वाह बाबा वाह बाबा मन खुशी में गा रहा है वाह बाबा वाह गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह मन खुशी में गा रहा है वाह बाबा वाह गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह गोद में मिली है हमको आपकी पनाह वह बाबा वह बाबा वह बाबा वह बाबा वह बाबा वह बाबा वह बाबा
I met Dadi when I was 8 and she was in Pune. She was a teacher there and it was just a very natural connection with all the people at that time. We now call the Dadis, but at that time we didn't even, I can't remember what we called her Dadi or what we called her, but it was, she was teachers, she was a teacher for the children also. There was another teacher, but sometimes she'd be with the children, so I was in the children's class at that point. And then London, and Dadi continued to sustain Rajni Ben and all of us through her letters. Muralis would come from Madhuban, and once a month a letter from Madhuban, but Dadi would send a letter maybe every 2 weeks. And there would be somebody who would, later on it was Indra Ben, but even before that someone else, they'd write the essence of Dadi's classes, and then Dadi herself would write a little message. And so that sustenance just was continuous. It didn't stop at all. And then coming back again to India in 64, again meeting Dadi. And through the years, after that we came back nearly every year, so meeting Dadi. And it was just a relationship of love, and I didn't know more than that. But 68, when I thought of coming to Dadi to meet her, and what was driving me was that I felt I needed to educate myself in some way, and I was in India for a while, and I thought, okay, let me find out about the Brahma Kumaris, because I know them, but I don't know what they actually are saying. Then, because Dadi was able to touch that part of me which was both a memory from the past but also very powerful knowledge that stimulated my mind and intellect, it was a very rich experience, a very all-round experience. And so within a few weeks I'd made my decision to surrender. And then when I went to Agra, met Baba twice in that time, but I thought that now my connection was going to be with Didi. But before leaving Abu, Sarkar Baba said to me, make sure that you write to Dadi Janki and you write to your mother. And I was a bit surprised with both, because I thought cut means cut, didn't write to Lokiks anymore. But Baba said write, and then she was with me at the time, but she was going back to London in a few weeks. And then with Dadi again, I was surprised that I should keep contact with Pune when I was going to be in a zone that was connected with Delhi and Didi. But Baba knows. And so then when Baba became Avyakt, I was here in Abu for the ceremonies and everything, again meeting Dadi, and she was just having a chat with me. I hadn't met her since leaving Pune in October, and then she was again asking me if how things were, like my chart, etc. So that was okay. But April, they were having a Kumaris training, the first Kumaris training, And the first month was just going to be Karma Yoga. And I had programs lined up in Agra. So I asked Daddy what I should do, and she said, it's okay, you've had enough Karma Yoga training in London. People in India don't always get Karma Yoga training in their Lokik home, but London, you get that training anyway. And so you come for the second month, May. And Daddy was here then for the second part of the teacher's training. And it was just, again, very, very rich depth of understanding of gyan, of yoga, and so on. And then it was Daddy's idea, go to London, go to London. And I wasn't about to listen. Then Avyakt Baba stepped in and said, go to London. Okay, so I go back. And it was hard, very hard. It was really like being in isolation and tapasya for a few years until the delegation came in 71. So 69, 70, 71, about 2 years it was tapasya. And meanwhile, the communication with Dadi continued. She would continue to write. Now she would write letters, sometimes in Hindi, so that I could read that. But she would read my letters in English. And then, when the delegation came, we asked Baba by letter, sending a letter to Madhavan, is Dadi going to be coming?
Yes or no? Baba Gurukha, Amrit Vela Vahaka. यहाँ था टाइम डिफरेंट है अब कैसे होगा बाबा ने जहाँ भी अमृत मिला ये अच्छी बात है.
There was a question that in fact one of the students in London, he'd taken gyan in India. Is Saroj Ben still here? Her uncle Saroj Ben's been part of this gathering, but they may have left already. Sudesh Ben? Saroj Ben? No. Okay, so it was Saroj's uncle who had taken gyan in India and Punjab but was now in London, and he said, I have Amrit Vela when it's India Amrit Vela time, which is like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, something like that, 5.5 hours difference. And I thought that that was a really strange thing to be doing, but he said, okay, because the vibrations of London 11 o'clock at night are not very sweet. So we wrote to India, and the message got passed on to Baba, Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Gulzar, however, and Baba then was asked the question, and in the Murali, Baba gave the answer, have Amrit Vela at whatever is your local time for Amrit Vela. You don't have to connect that with India time. So that is remembering that little story at that point. When the delegation was coming, we asked if Dadi Janki was going to be part of that. And Dadi was very, very, Baba was very clear. And Baba said, Dadi is the backbone. She's the chancellor who gives others a chance, and so she won't be coming. So it was fine. I was clear because I knew Dadi's health right from the time I've known her. It's been fragile, so I didn't think Dadi could come. And then I came back to settle in India. I thought the center started, Dr. Nirmala was there, Ratan Moini Dadi came later, and I wasn't going to come back to London. I'd finished with London. September 73, I'm back in India, and it's the big Mela and everything, and for some months, Dadi also didn't say anything to me, so I thought, that's fine, I've been accepted, I can now settle here. And then I'm with Jagdish Bhai in Delhi, doing the illustrations of Raj Yoga picture. It was a very beautiful experience to be with him for about 6 weeks or so. But while I'm with him there, there's a phone call from Madhuban to Jagdish Bhai, and he puts the phone down because all I'm hearing him say is, G, ha, ha, G. So then he says, do you know what that call was about? I said, no. And he said, Dadi Janki has to go to London. I said, great. And he said, but you have to go with her. I said, no, I don't need to go with her. There's plenty of others now who can translate for her. And he said, anyway, I've been called to Madhuban and you have to come also. So we go to Madhuban, and then the Dadis are telling me I have to come back with her. But London had been such a tough experience. I never wanted to see London again. I'd had enough. And I said, I'm not going. But they said, but you have to go to be with Daddy. And so then this bright spark in me said, okay, I'll go with her, but I'll come back with her. So if that's acceptable, then I'll go. And Baba, of course, is cleverer than clever. And so Baba said, yes, yes, go with her, go with her. And I said, but I'll come back with her. And he said, well, let's see the drama.
वो कौन सा बूढ़ा भाई था अफ्रीका का
तो राम काका
वो कहता था तो फोन करना चले जा रहा था ऑस्ट्रेलिया मैंने कहा मैं फोन कर फिर मैं पर इंग्लिश पत्र लिखेगा मैं जवाब पढ़ सकती हूँ मुझे होना था ये जाएगा वहां कर
Another person who had a major role in service abroad was Ram Kaka, who came to see one of the big melas, the fairs in That was January 74, and then he invited Vedanti Ben to come there to Africa, to Lusaka. That's why the center started in Lusaka with Ram Kaka. Is Deepak here? Oh, really? No, not Deepak Lavina. Deepak Desai from Africa. No. Okay. He's connected with that family also. Pratibha Ben's here? Anyway, they're all related. So Daddy's remembering Ram Kaka and how he triggered service in a big way, not just in Africa, but Mauritius and many other places too. And so at one point he's in London with Daddy and Charlie's taking leave to go to Australia. He says to Daddy, how are you going to sustain Charlie? And Daddy says, I've told him, when he writes to me in English, I'll be able to read his message and I'll be able to reply to him. And Ram Kaka told her, no, you can't handle world service with letters. You've got to start using the phone. And so after that, she stopped writing letters and started phoning. So Wadi's question, I knew that it was Daddy's wisdom, not just her ability to give gyan, but the wisdom which was really her understanding and her living the truth that could have an impact on souls and would awaken them. And it was absolutely true.
वो जो योग करती थी एक छोटा सा कमरा था अंदर टॉयलेट अंदर बाहर किचन जहाँ बर्तन धोते थे वहाँ स्नान करते थे वहाँ ऐसे स्थान में रजनी ने योग किया
When Rajni Ben first came to Gyan in Pune, the place where Daddy was just one room. And then there was another little place where they cooked and washed the utensils. But early morning, that was also the place where Daddy would take a bath. So that little room where Rajni Ben came was the room where she would have a lot of tapasya.
Rajni akhar aise the. बाबा पत्र नैनो प्यार से पात्र मुरली जानी चाहिए कैसे भी करके रजनी को मुरली जानी चाहिए बाबा ने उसकी सूक्ष्म सच्चाई और प्रेम बहुत अच्छा था
Saying how Rajni's
handwriting was very crooked.
Writing was really crooked, Sindhi language writing. But Baba would read her, Rajni. But Baba would read her letters with a lot of love. And continue to sustain her with love because Baba was seeing her honesty.
Silence me then, is there?
Think about how much benefit there is in remaining in silence.
natural.
Natural silence.
Silence means anything. कई काम बिकर शब्दों के बोलने से मुझे हाथ में टेलीफोन नहीं है, सबके हाथ में टेलीफोन कैमरा ऐसा आवाज है, कोई भी नहीं है जिस वजह में हो.
Without words, without anything, a lot can happen just through the power of silence. You can get many things done. I don't have a phone, but I see everyone's got a phone and a camera in their hands. But she tells Hansaben to make all the phone calls. That he sends rays of light.
किससे भी बात करो, मैं बात कर रही हूँ वो टेलीफोन.
So some have telephones in day and night.
समय 40 में रहने का मैंने देखा. हंसा मदद करती है, मैं पढ़ लेती हूँ ईमेल, जवाब मिल जाता है.
I still read all the emails that you send.
सारा दिन रात बिजी रहूँ.
But I don't want to stay busy in that day and night.
ये भी अनुभव होता है, कोई सपन में मुझे याद करते हैं.
Some remember me in their dreams.
तुम मेरे सपन में आए हो.
And say to me, you came in my dreams.
The pyar, prem, rohani sanesh, aise karobar ho.
Let all the business be conducted with spiritual love and devotion.
Karobar mein aana hai, kaam karna hai. Parantu.
Yes, all the work needs to be get done.
Isthiti kaisi ho? Sakhi ho kar gaye.
But be a detached observer and keep your stage as it should be.
Nahi hai. Kya suna? Yahan se har ek ye dekhe na main kaise bhag hai bas na koi ka मेरा कोई कारण हो उसके कारण उनको प्रॉब्लम हो ये नहीं हो.
I should check myself that I'm not in bondage to any of my old sanskars.
लच्छू बेटा.
But also, my sanskars shouldn't cause a problem to anyone else.
कहाँ है लच्छू?
लच्छू भाई?
लच्छू कहाँ? कितना एटमॉस्फेयर अच्छा है.
दिस इज अ लवली एटमॉस्फेयर.
शांति गले का हार है.
पीस इज द गार्लैंड अराउंड योर नेक.
ओ शांति कोई सीरियस नहीं बनाती है.
And this piece doesn't make you serious, it makes you the embodiment of
Shanti.
It's filled with Gyan.
मैंने बताया बाबा ने हमारे रत्न में पामे में रहती थी लोग के घर में.
दादी रत्नवी in Bombay first in the
local. बॉम्बे वो बंदर वो ले आई यार रुपये में. बाबा ने मुझे कहा बच्ची 11 रुपये मांग
तो उस दुकानदार के पास जाओ। मैं उसी दुकानदार के पास गई, मैं कहा मेरे बाबा को किसको गिफ्ट देना अच्छे लगते हैं बताऊंगा।
So Dadiratan Moini was in Bombay and she brought a little gift for Baba and it was the three monkeys, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, etc. And Baba asked her, how much did it cost? And she said 11 rupees. And so Baba asked Daddy to go to the shopkeeper and see if she could get it at a cheaper rate.
So I went to the shopkeeper and said, Baba, our Baba, it looks good. Car, who wants it? एक डजन दे दो तो तीन रुपए में एक।
And so then she spoke to the shopkeeper and said that Baba would like these as gifts and how many do you want? A dozen. And so she was able to get a dozen for 3 rupees each.
इसमें बाबा की मूल्य अच्छी चलने लगी।
And Baba mentions this in the Muralis, the hear no evil, see no evil.
पर मैं युक्ति से पूछा ये कहाँ बनते हैं दुकानदार से।
I asked the shopkeeper, where are these made?
वो गांव में गई।
And he mentioned a village, and so I went into that village.
वहाँ से एक रुपए में बना गए।
And she was able to get these done for a rupee each.
ये एक का नाम है। मुझे पूछा तो कल रात का प्रोग्राम अच्छा लगा तुमको।
And so Baba's taught me economy. I was asked, did you like yesterday's program?
मैं सभी प्रेम के बस थे।
I said everybody was very much lost in
love. पर मुझे चुनिया ये हार पलना टीरा मैंने कभी बाबा के आगे बाबा ने ऐसी सेवा नहीं कराई।
But I never get into all these chunis, the scarf and the garlands and things like this. I'm not into all of that. Baba's never let me get into that.
अपने प्रति चाहे सेवा के प्रति खर्च करना है एक नामी एक अनामी।
I wouldn't want such expense for myself because Baba says Ek Nami, the name of one, and economy in everything. And so I'm a Brahma Kumari and so no wasteful expenditure. Okay, many stories. Okay, sit in silence.
शाम को क्लास ओम शांति
ओम शांति भवन में
भला ये जो अभी हुआ उनसे फायदा हुआ।
That is asking, has it been useful to have this session?
मैं कोई क्योंकि शरीर ऐसा स्नान करने की ताकत चाहिए। मुझे पता नहीं था क्लास होगा।
It we hadn't confirmed with Daddy this morning that yes we had arranged a class and it takes a lot of energy to take a shower now।
मैंने कहा मैं फिर सो जाती हूँ।
Because and so after the shower I was going to go back to rest and then I was
का क्लास रखा तुमने कहा था।
And so Hansa told her, Daddy, you arranged the class।
मैं अच्छा
So is it okay?
Yes, no. Guru Akadena.
Yes, day of yes, Thursday.
Guru Akadena. Charo. Yes, I mean, Ekagarta Chahiye.
So one needs concentration,
ekagrata,
stability,
ekta,
unity,
ekantarya,
love for solitude,
ekagrata pehla jama kyun hundi hai.
But concentration is first.
Koi bhi do swai sankalp na chale.
The same thought shouldn't come twice.
Jo hone wala hai, wahi honga.
Whatever is to be is going to happen.
Kaise honga?
So no thought about how will it happen.
Drama banna pada.
Drama is fixed.
Ek drama mein main bahut nishchay hai.
Let there be a lot of faith in drama.
Dusra, Baba ke shakti ka varan tha.
And let there be the experience of Baba's power.
Itna sab kaise hua?
How did all this happen?
London mein chali gayi 20 din.
I was in London for 20 days.
Ek to 40 saal hua tha.
I was honoring the 40 years that I'd been in London. And I knew that they wanted to celebrate my birthday. I asked Baba, why are you still keeping me in this fragile body?
You went to 93.
You went away when you were 93.
मुझे 99 था।
Why have you kept me till 99?
सेवा अर्थ।
So yes, it is for service.
विश्व में, धर्म में या राज्य में, ऐसे कोई व्यक्ति नहीं होगा जो ऐसा जिंदा रहे, सेवा करे।
Within the religious arena or the political arena, I don't think there's anyone 99 years old who's still serving.
ऐसा सबूत दुनिया को दिखाने के लिए, आंख खोलने के लिए, बाबा ने खेल रचा है पार दिया।
Baba's created this game and given me this part in order to be able to reveal who he is.
मैं समझती हूँ, आप सबसे ज़्यादा मुझे खुशी हुई है, आपसे मिलने के लिए।
I am even happier than all of you to meet you.
सावी क्या था? Wonderful. इसलिए ये गीत बाबा का अच्छा, किसने ये खेल रचाया? अपने आप सभी कुछ रचे, अपना आप छिपाया।
There's a Lokic song that says, "Who created this game and did everything, then hid himself away."
Wonderful,
it's a wonderful song.